Welcome to Bo's Veranda. That was a killer last track. That was a Grateful Dead, right?
Yep.
Yes. That was Beyond All Limits. Limits. Currently leaving the studio. Anyhow, we got some shit we're going to talk about. We got some more weird instrumental music. In case you didn't hear, tomorrow's election day, so we're going to start it off with this 80s tune by what would be generally considered half of Duran Duran.
Opening eyes and barely I'm blinking.
Truck
All right, there's a little Duran Duran for you with Rio. The first tune that was half of Duran Duran. Arcadia with Election Day, because, hey, it is technically now Election Day. And after that, we had to play the reason it was only half Duran Duran, because the other half left to go start Power Station with Robert Palmer and a couple other guys. That was Nick and Andy Taylor. With Bang a Gong, Get It On. And then, why not just play a Duran Duran song? Seems to make things complete. Anyway, I'm not going to talk too much tonight. I don't really have too much to say. I'm just going to try to stick to the music. And I got some more interesting instrumental stuff submitted. So we're going to keep going with that. First tune, this is John Frusciante, if you know who that is. Name of the band is Trick Finger. Name of this tune is Tish. We'll be right back. Music, was it not? Excuse me. That was Titch by Trickfinger. That was the first track. That second track in the middle, that was Michael Manring. The name of that tune was Subtext. And that was Carrie Brown with Hobo. Carrie Brown, Andy Stack. All right, you're listening to Bo's Veranda. We have time to be neighborly. So real quick, like, at our neighborly neighborhood makeout room, tomorrow they got Dream Pop 6 to 9 and Techno Tuesday 10 to 2. BFM Karaoke is Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Free, Cole Blinner, Jazz State, Maya, with two Y's, $10. Doors 7, show 7:30. That is Thursday, the 4th of June. All right, enough about that. Maybe we'll talk about what's happening at the chapel. I did see a really cool show at the chapel a couple weeks ago. This band called Collectivity played the entirety of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. And they did it in just a different enough way to keep it interesting. Parts of it were kind of funky. They had a really good take on the whole thing. I saw about a year ago Brett Floyd do Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, the whole album, of course, at the Warfield. That was incredible. That was like seeing Pink Floyd, which I never sadly got to do. But it was way better than fucking cunt Roger Waters. Anyway, that's how I really feel. But yeah, Collectivity was cool. They had an amazing laser show. Excuse me once again. Yeah, I got a bunch of video. I have yet to upload it to my Instagram, but you could probably find it on YouTube if you really care to look. But yeah, it was a really cool show at the chapel here in San Francisco. Anyway, I got some dark news lately, so thought I'd play some dark music. We're going to start with a little Jeff Beck with the Jan Hammer Trio live. Wow.
summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold. You're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
ain't made just me. And ask me to come upstairs for a seat. Just then her mother burst in, said, "You're the son of that bitch in the wind. Get out of my house and hit the road." And I kept falling like a rolling stone song. I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said. 'Cause I'm going straight. Okay.